crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
All right, time for a Friday crossover.
Yeah, it is.
Feel good Friday?
I know Gary's excited. Look at him. Look at Creighton. How excited he is. I'm for the Creighton game tonight.
I'll be watching.
Oh, I know you're excited.
I probably will not be like at a fish fry.
Creighton fish fry.
It's Friday night, too. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I know.
I hadn't thought about that.
Fish fry, like I was telling Nick earlier, is there nothing more Omaha in March than a fish fry and Creighton basketball playing?
Man, you're right. That's like the perfect confluence of two just Omaha staples coming together.
I mean, just think if you
Creighton could have a Sweet 16 game plus fish fry Friday.
And even better if you could jump on a streetcar and go to a church and then go to your favorite watering hole to watch the game.
Soon enough, Sharpie, soon enough.
I mean, then you'd wake up the next morning and go to the Henry Dorley Zoo, and you would be officially Omaha.
Yeah, yep. You'd be full Omaha at that point. Yeah. Be full Omaha. So good. I'm glad you're Omaha.
You nervous? Did you sleep well last night?
I slept great. I don't lose sleep worrying? Over these things.
It's exciting.
You were like,
exciting moment.
Blake Peters might go off. The thermonuclear major.
There's some things about Princeton that are concerning.
Like their $36 billion endowment or...
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they're smart kids.
Or that Bill Bradley went there?
Yeah, all those things.
But they're going to decide to put up 53-point shots and, you know.
They're going to try and make some
of them. They're not a volume shot team, though. They're not the Princeton of the old.
No. But they do have an interesting sort of matchup in there with their big guy who mostly just likes to pass. He's like, I'm going to pass.
Selfless.
Fundamental bounce pass.
I'm just going to pass. Yeah. Yep.
Does that say, like, on the back of his basketball card, does that say, strength, I'm going to pass.
I want to pass.
He's going to pass, yeah. It really doesn't make a lot of sense how they did to Arizona what they did. So I think I have to chalk it up to what were you doing, Arizona, a little bit in that one. But the Missouri game was a thorough beatdown. That one, I mean, just watching it and watching pieces of it over
and over. Well, I've seen it since it happened. Myron Metcalf described the Arizona game brilliantly. In one word, out of Arizona, arrogance.
Yeah, yeah.
Just arrogance.
It felt like they took them pretty lightly.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't think Missouri, I don't feel like they did. They just...
got drilled.
It wasn't a good matchup for Missouri.
Man.
Who's doing the game on TV?
It's Eagle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah. Right, the voice of the Final Four.
By the way, Harlan has gotten some of the most amazing games. Got the Virginia
Harlan's
upset
been
in last
on
night.
On one this year.
Yeah. He has got, and he's been Harlan.
The video of him from the whatever game that was.
It was the Virginia game. Yeah.
He didn't like
the Furman.
That.
No, I know why he didn't like it.
Harlan didn't like it?
No.
He's got the arms extended?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it kind of makes it look like all of a sudden he's on a power trip and telling guys not to talk.
Oh, that's just how it goes.
No, I think it's just like, oh my God.
But that's the new wave.
This is happening.
We can't handle videos.
More of us radio and TV guys are going to have a camera on us.
Yep.
Can we talk about how we can't handle videos?
As radio guys?
Just, no, as a society.
I've seen more of Jeff Culhane's calls than I've actually heard. I've seen them.
And then people just take that the totally wrong way. We're taking it totally the wrong way. Did you see the video yesterday of AJ Allen running through the little thing? And everybody's all pissed off now because he, you know, loafed it back coming back into the drill. And everybody's like, well, he's transferring. Have you guys ever played sports before?
Nope.
Do you understand how any of this works?
Nope.
Yeah. We can't handle this stuff. It's bad.
Nah.
It's bad. Matt Rule.
Let me see what the first video comes up on my Twitter and I'll see if I can handle it.
Yeah.
It's you saying, I think Jerome Tang has cancer.
No, I didn't say that.
What?
I can handle this. I can handle what you said.
Go ahead. Watch
I don't
your
know.
Video.
I don't know how from afar you would be able to tell he has cancer.
Tell me what you think of Jerome Tang in that video.
He said it could cure cancer.
I'd tell you it could get rid of cancer. Yes. Watch the Jerome Tang video and then tell me if you can handle it. I can't. That's for sure.
I don't know where you're going with this here. I think this is this is not good.
Tell me what the tweet says.
It says, I think Jerome Tang video could cure cancer.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That means it's healing.
I'm now giving you 232 views.
It's a healing video.
Well, you got to have some context because, as you know, Connor. People don't know how to disseminate that.
Well, I know. Clearly. I got to describe it in great detail. Say this is not a big deal.
Let's see if I can handle this video.
Yeah.
A Florida State representative reads... Yeah, I can't say it out loud.
No, you can't handle it.
Nope, can't handle it.
So he's reading into record Anita Dick.
Wait, what?
What's that now?
He's just they're having some discussion in Tallahassee and yeah.
You can't handle that. You clearly can't handle that.
Well, okay, let me go on to the next video and then I'll stop.
State of Florida definitely can't handle that.
Skip through that.
Ryan LaFever.
Yeah.
Doing a game and a quote tweet by Jake Eisenberg. I can handle this because it's wholesome baseball content.
Well,
what
was it a video of? Was it a Bobby Witt Jr. doing something?
Ooh.
I can't handle
pinch
it.
Pinch running?
No. I'm trying to think. I don't want to play this because it's about a minute, but I think I know what this is. Ryan LaFever keeping score on a scorecard.
Ooh.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I can't handle that.
If you're scoring at home, that's an E6.
But I would say on TikTok, I'm better at handling my videos.
Well, I think it's all up to the viewer of the video, and when it comes up to the viewer of the video.
Or is it we just like to get upset at everything?
I don't know. I really don't think we're smart enough to understand it.
They show a celebration in the locker room, and which is really, really cool, and the guy's excited about winning a game, and you go, well, look what they're doing to the carpet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But what about the carpet?
Why can't a thing just be a thing?
Look what they're doing
everything
to the carpet.
Everything has to mean something.
You know,
not everything means
something. Going back to our
discussion
yesterday about how
just
this guy over
moment.
Here would like to work right. in government, that could be your, like, tagline.
What is it?
Why can't everything just be a thing?
I know. I've said this to many people before.
Would that be your platform?
I've had this diatribe a lot. And don't get me wrong. There are some things that mean something. But sometimes some things just happen.
Yep.
You know, and they just it's happen, and they are things, and then we move on.
Forrest Gump had a bumper sticker.
Exactly. Bleep happens.
Mm-hmm.
Bleep happens.
It happens. What? Blank? Sometimes.
It's so ridiculous that they thought about making a sequel to that.
Yeah, it would have been a
How
bad
could
call.
You make a sequel you to Forrest
We would
Gump.
Not have been able to handle that.
No.
Correct.
We would not have been
no.
able to handle that.
Nope.
Would have been no good.
Yeah, nah.
What's up with Hanks and all these weird accents? Have you guys noticed this?
Yeah, in Catch Me If You Can, his Boston one was...
Hanratty!
Kyle Hanratty!
Hanratty! Is he Boston or Chicago? I thought he was supposed to be Chicago.
I thought it was... I thought it... Well, it...
Where's Tom Hanks from?
That's really
bad. Hanratty.
Oh.
I thought it was supposed to be a Boston one.
I thought he was supposed to be a Chicago guy.
When he does a knock. I think he's trying to be a Boston guy. Go,
he's definitely
go
a Boston guy in the pirate movie, Captain Phillips.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, he's a Boston guy.
Okay.
He's from Oakland.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Did you guys ever see 13 Days with Kevin Costner? It's during the Cuban Missile Crisis. That might go down as the worst Boston accent I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Ever.
So.
Hanks. Come on, Hanks.
Costner's accent in Yellowstone.
Comes and goes.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just like, oh, it's Kevin Costner. And it's like, wait.
Comes and goes.
Where's that from?
There's a lot of accents in that show
you're right.
that come and go.
No, that's a great point.
I don't know if that show is the best acted show, as I've expressed before.
So someone brought this up.
It's all right, as long as you end the season,
they've
some
got
explosion of
brought
some
this
sort.
Up to me the other day. Like, what if Kevin Costner's first, like, breakthrough introduction to America was Yellowstone before he started making movies? How that would impact his career. Because remember, there's a long stretch of Kevin Costner we were done with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he made some bad movies.
He disappeared.
Oh, yeah. Waterworld wasn't great.
It was not.
It wasn't strong.
No. That was an awful movie.
So do you think he turns into a cowboy?
Dry land is not a myth.
Well, I don't know. Like,
he probably turns into a cowboy for life.
Probably he's like
typecast
into those
cowboys.
Absolutely,
could
yeah.
be. Or is like, the old ranch hand. Oof.
But you know, he's...
Maybe a Sam Elliott
He made the smart pivot. He did some sports movies.
Mm-hmm.
For the Love of the Game and Field...
Field of Dreams.
Draft Day.
Oh, God.
Field of Dreams.
Don't get me started on Draft Day.
Draft Day, got to go back and give it a second watch.
I've watched it. I think I've watched it 3 or 4 times, and it pisses me off even more. Like, yeah, because this would happen.
Can't handle Draft Day. Can't handle Draft Day.
I want so-and-so just because, what does he say? Because I can't remember. But that's how GMs work.
Yeah, that's how sports work.
Let's go pick on the little kid. He doesn't know how to draft. We're going to bully him into getting our picks.
And now
Kevin
Costner's going to kill our show. I don't even know if there's going to – so they have taken down the teaser video for the second half of season 5.
It's just not coming anymore.
It's been taken down.
That's not a good sign.
I'd be okay with that, honestly.
I would not.
Because they have, storylines that are wide open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's all right.
He's the governor.
So did Westworld, and that one just went away. And everybody was okay with it.
But you can't, tease that you're going to have the second half of a season and then just never do it.
That's true. I mean, it would definitely not be good for the people that are.
But the brand of the Yellowstone, though, with all these other spinoffs, it almost feels to me that the spinoffs are as popular.
Yeah.
They started spinning them off even when the main show was going on, you have all these spinoffs.
I didn't watch the one with Helen Mirren. Not particularly.
My wife watched all of them.
Really? I heard they're really good.
She likes one of them, but not the other one. I can't remember.
So there's 1923, and then there's 1876 or something like that.
I think the one with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill she didn't like.
And that seems like the earlier one or the later.
Then there'll be a futuristic one.
Then it's copycat in Hollywood. We saw more of those cowboy older movies come back.
Yep, that's right.
Well, the kid that they've taken in, it's supposed to be like a futuristic rip. There'll probably have to be a spinoff on that guy. New Rip.
Yeah.
It may not even have Costner in it, but.
Well, they made Farmer Wants a Wife, too. You can credit that show to the popularity of Yellowstone.
Yeah, there's some bad stuff out there, man.
It's just capitalizing on the market.
Creativity
right now.
In Hollywood is unbelievable these days.
Farmer Wants a Wife.
Now, I have a question because I know nothing about this, but it popped up my timeline. What is Yellow Jackets? Yellow Jackets is back this weekend, and people are losing their mind on season 2 that it was so great.
Yellow Jackets is a show where a high school soccer team goes to some travel tournament. The plane crashes, and they're stranded on an island, Lord of the Flies style.
Oh, no.
But cool. It also...
Do they have a piggy?
It also takes... Yeah, kind of. It also goes 20 years into the future where they have survived, some of them, and are... hiding the secrets that happened on the island.
Oh, fun.
It's a pretty good show.
That sounds interesting.
What did the plane go off the grid like in Manifest?
In 1996, a team of New Jersey high school girls soccer players travel to Seattle for a national tournament. While flying over Canada, their plane crashes deep in the wilderness.
Oh, so it does crash, okay.
And surviving team members are left stranded for 19 months.
Oh.
Their series chronicles their attempts to stay alive while also dealing with their current lives in 2021.
So this is like Castaway meets Lost meets...
It's like Castaway...
Lord of the Flies meets also, Manifest.
This actually would have been a good idea how to do Castaway. Like, Castaway, if at points during Castaway you flash forward to see what would happen to Chuck Nolan during the rest of his life. Because I was curious about that.
Did anybody else freak out in Castaway when he finds the pilot? That just was gross.
Yeah, that was bad.
I wasn't ready for that.
That guy was dead.
Yeah, he was.
He was blue.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all kind of a spinoff of Gilligan's Island.
He had to steal his shoe. He had to take his shoes.
Yeah, he needed his shoes, and they were too small.
Yeah, so I had to cut the...
Ever watch Gilligan's Island?
A couple episodes, yeah. Mm-hmm. My dad really likes the old TV shows.
Ever wonder why they just couldn't get off the island? It seemed like so simple to
they
get off the island.
They just didn't have the technology.
It seemed simple.
Even though the Harlem Globetrotters could find their way there.
I think they had plenty of opportunities to get off the island.
Well, that was the thing. Lots of people found their way to the island
to there.
And then were not there
and
the
then
next episode.
Then found a way to get off the island yet. Here's Gilligan and the Skipper.
I wanted to be so in on Lost, and show I got angry at. I was like, I'm done.
Didn't the people on Gilligan's Island didn't they enjoy themselves a little bit as well?
They had some adventures.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were hooking up.
So, Ginger.
Yeah, right.
Ginger, Marianne. Maybe they Marianne with the professor.
Maybe they just didn't want to leave.
Then they had to go back to their real lives.
Was that behind the scenes? What did Bob Denver do? I think he slept with the cast.
I think that was...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, it was back in Brady Bunch, same thing.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of that stuff was going on behind the scenes.
Not
we just didn't have. We just didn't have Carol Brady to tell the story later in life or Greg Brady.
Yeah.
But him and, his mom were having an affair.
Which was...
yikes.
Which would have been a good storyline back then.
No,
on a wholesome show on Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
That you have a little incest?
would have just blown the top off of that thing. Think about the popularity of that show. Then you'd start going back on old reruns and wondering if there was any type of lost in moment situation between those two. Like, oh, yeah, I can see it now.
Like, what was Alice and the Butcher doing?
That would have really,
Sam?
That would have been tough, I think.
Sam the Butcher?
Probably would have wrecked some kids.
I think that would have torpedoed that show.
It really would have at a certain point. Because it would have came out.
Once again, we can't handle it.
The less I know about Alice's personal life, the better. I didn't need to know.
Oh, yeah. What do you think
Alice
was doing?
I did not want to know about Alice's personal life. Or Sam the Butcher.
Where he was delivering the meat. I did not know. A full-time maid at my house when I was a kid. When you'd watch that, you'd be like, they do. Why can't we? Not how it works.
And they seem like
thanks for playing, kid.
I mean, he was a you know, a workings man. He's an architect.
Dude.
I guess, well, wait a minute, though. Carol didn't do anything.
She became like a nun.
So why do they need a maid?
Huh. Anne B. Davis.
It wasn't a huge house.
Seriously became a nun?
Joined an Episcopal community led by Bishop William Frey. The community later relocated to Beaver County.
You're talking about the lady who played
Alice.
Yeah.
Alice?
Yeah.
Oh, really? So in real life she did?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Maybe not a proper nun, but she joined the Episcopal Church and lived in a community specifically geared towards that.
Really?
She died at age 88.
Mm-hmm. After a fall in her bathroom. Oh, sad.
2014.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, their house wasn't that big. They were a very...
You say that so subtly. She just died in a fall in her bathroom.
They were a very middle-class family, yet Carol was a stay-at-home mom, so...
How'd they have a maid?
They have a maid?
I don't know. Maybe maids were more common back in those days.
Was it a cheaper rate?
I wouldn't
maybe
know.
Back then?
Maybe everybody just had a maid.
They didn't need a mow. They had an AstroTurf lawn.
They got a whole bunch of kids, too. You would think that you just put them to work.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
a good point. Points.
How much Greg Brady, how much was he bringing in? He was loading up.
Did he work at the pool or something? I'm trying to remember what he did.
He was making the big
bucks. Are you talking about Mike?
Or whatever, Mike.
Mike, yeah.
The dad.
Greg was the oldest son.
Whatever. That show came out in the 70s, so I don't know what the hell's going on.
That's why the Greg and
before
mother.
You were born in the 90s, I get it.
Yeah. I was.
So was you guys telling me about Succession, by the way?
Yeah, we had a whole long discussion about it yesterday.
So is it good? Because as I was off yesterday, and there's nothing on other than I was watching a little bit of the...
did you fire it up?
The Dell Technology match plays. Watched a little bit of that. And then tried on an episode of Succession. Got through one.
The first one?
Yep, and I'm intrigued.
Yeah, keep pushing.
So the first one is a good starter.
Yeah, it's a good pilot episode.
Yeah, but there's like a key storyline that is left in the first episode that is quickly answered in episode two. So it picks up. There is, as you know, season four comes out this weekend. On Ringer, they rank the 10 best uses of the F word.
Oh, good one.
In Succession?
Yes.
Okay. I look forward to this.
Like in specific instances?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Where, because there's a lot of F.
Bleep off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how it was used and the power of the F word in certain scenes.
Really, really
well,
good.
And right away in the... one of the intro scenes when he's trying to sign the client. He says, are you ready to F?
Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little bit of that. I think this is the best show maybe of all time for insults. It is the best.
Succession?
It is the best insult show of all time.
Yeah, I didn't really know much about it. I saw them advertising for this season, but then I thought I heard you guys talk about it and say that it was
some of the stuff.
It was decent.
I don't even know where they get. It must have taken years to write these things. The best insult show that we've ever seen on television. It's so funny. And I love a good insult.
Anytime a mascot type pukes through his eyeballs.
Yeah.
Got my attention.
Yeah, we'll get to know Greg a little bit more.
Okay, good.
You'll get to know Greg.
Yeah, I definitely walked away thinking, I need to give this a try.
Yeah.
There's a couple of shows that everybody gets into. I'll watch the first one. I'll be like, nah, I'm good.
Hey, Josh, what are we hearing over the phones?
A lot of people are, you know, one guy wanted to talk basketball. One guy wanted to quote the Brady Bunch movie.
Quote?
Yeah.
Quote?
The Brady Bunch movie?
Yeah.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah, there are two Brady Bunch movies.
I remember the modern movie with the dude Cotton from Dodgeball. What's his name? He's in a lot of stuff.
Gary Cole.
Yeah, Gary, thank you, Gary Cole.
Yeah, Gary Cole. Yeah.
He does a very good Mike Brady.
Alice one night has they reveal that the butcher is over, and
he's making a lot of sexual innuendos about meat delivery.
Yeah. Just here to deliver the meat.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty clever.
No, yeah, it's a good part of the movie.
Mm-hmm. I see Greg Brady a lot. He's on MeTV.
That sounds
like the
right.
voice of MeTV.
Oh yeah,
and they replay the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, MeTV. What's this? Is where the old shows are.
What's Bobby and Cindy up to? I always feel like it's the young ones that maybe go off the straight and narrow.
Still making a lot of money off of the Brady Bunch.
Well, that's good.
Well, Cindy got into the. She became a porn actress.
Oh, totally.
She did.
Oh,
okay. Okay. I was honestly didn't know that, but I. She had always like got to worry about
of,
the young
like
ones.
Like a lot of childhood actors, she had a little issue.
Yeah.
And then they helped her find God, and
good.
God said no sex, so she got out of the industry.
Okay, good, mm-hmm. good.
Maybe not. Maybe he didn't personally say no sex.
The kids on Full House, and like they had some rough times.
Yeah, was it?
I think they ended up okay.
Who was the one that was?
Hey, yeah. Mary-Kate
well, the Olsen
some,
twins had some.
They had some tough times.
Yeah.
Well,
but didn't
different strokes.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
yeah, that's the one.
I mean, the only one that has. Who I didn't think would survive is Todd Bridges.
Yep, and he was at first.
He was the one I thought would be first to go.
He was. He had a rough go of it. But
don't be a child star.
Dana Plato. Oh man, that wasn't good.
No.
What was? I'm trying to remember the. Was it from Full House? Was it? Did Kimmy Gibbler have an issue?
Oh, probably.
Jodie Sweetin got addicted to drugs.
That's what I'm thinking. It
that
was Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Stephanie,
yeah.
You're right. Yeah. I'm sorry, Gibbler. I don't mean to do you that way. That was mean. Let's just assume Gibbler had an issue. I don't know. Because she was annoying during the show.
Oh, wow. She showed up in the. She showed up in the whatever, the sequel.
The Fuller House?
Yeah,
Fuller
yeah. House. She
looks totally normal.
No, she cleaned her act up and.
But was she in some.
Who, Jodie Sweetin or Gibbler?
No, we're talking about Gibbler. Andrea Barber.
Is that her name? Yeah. Well, she's always going to be Kimmy Gibbler.
Oh, yeah.
Poor girl. We were walking by the house when we went to San Francisco in September, and I heard two people as they were walking by say something about Gibbler. Like, you know, I could talk about DJ or. Bob Saget, you're going to talk about Gibbler.
The woodchuck.
Do you walk by the house? Then?
We did. It's one of those things
did
you
see. Did you try
it?
And recreate the opening
oh,
credits?
Oh, everybody is.
Did you play football?
Everybody's taking pictures. It was a nice day. Everybody's taking pictures of it. Everybody's got a blanket out. There are people that were drinking like White Claws, which I don't remember in the Full House intro.
Mercy.
But yeah, there was a lot of people are trying to recreate it. It was actually kind of funny.
It's so weird.
Is there somebody that lives there?
I don't believe so.
I would hope not.
Because you'd have people peering into your house at all hours of the day. Like that would suck. But it's one of those things you see for the first time, and you're like, okay, I'm good.
It's just it. That's the house.
Yeah.
See,
people
do that to Buffett's house around the corner here.
Yeah,
Danny Tanner had to be pretty rich to live there and have all those kids. Oh, I guess he was a morning show.
Yeah,
host.
He was making sense.
Which those people make a lot of money.
In San Francisco,
yes, we do.
Too.
Yeah. Wake up, San Francisco.
Market. Yep.
Wake up.
With Aunt Becky.
Have you ever gone on the tour to find people's famous houses?
No, I haven't. No.
You never broke into the Ridge and said, hey, that's where Scott Frost lived or used to live?
Well, no, he sold it now.
It's good money.
Have you ever just like driven around Buffett's house?
I drive by it every day on the way to work.
I did not know I knew he lived like in our neighborhood here. I didn't know exactly where he lived until one Berkshire Hathaway weekend. And there were people across the street taking pictures of his house.
So they have when they put out like stanchions outside of his house. And then they come from wherever and take pictures of it. Just take
well,
pictures
because
with
it
his
used
house,
to be he didn't
house.
He didn't used to have the wood fence up.
Yeah,
because I drive by there every day, or close to it. But he didn't have the wood. He used to have just the regular fencing up, so you could see more of the house.
Yeah,
and then it probably was the year before COVID. They put up the wood fence, so you really can't see anything at all.
Yeah,
that
there's still
suck.
People that show up on that weekend and they want to take a picture of his house.
Oh, so it looks like a normal house from the outside, but he's got some stuff going on in there that's not normal. I think there's like a, I don't know if it's a basketball court, but there's like some sort of.
Could Warren like Airbnb at that home for the weekend?
Oh my God.
How cool would that be?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you want to stay in Warren's home for the weekend? Come on.
Is he here much anymore? Is he here more than
lately? I think so, right?
So yes, he is, because this past, you know, with all the banking things, there was a little summit in town.
Oh.
And so there let's just say out at the airport, there were some very expensive planes that had come into town to have a meeting with Warren Buffett.
And they all went to Warren's house?
Either that or his office.
Wow.
Mm-mm. That's good. That's good insider stuff, Gary. Nice job.
TL3 makes a reference to people misremembering Kimmy Gibbler's last name and getting her confused with Kimmy Granger. He said, "Do not Google her on your work computer, though." I'm assuming
that sounds like a porn star,
Kimmy Granger. Yeah, I don't. I'll never misremember.
I don't know
Kimmy
if you
Gibbler.
Should have said that out loud.
Yeah, no. Connor, put your phone down.
Oh, okay. So it gives you a Wikipedia page, and then it immediately takes you to Pornhub. Okay. So he's right.
Okay.
He warned
Stay
us.
Stay off the Wi-Fi.
He warned us.
I was on a work computer.
Thank you, TL3. I mean, I've never even heard that name. I guess
he's only 27.
Who, Gibbler?
Oh,
or
my
Green?
God. Shut it down.
So her movies are Desperate Sister Gets Blackmailed, Part 6.
You think you'd stop falling into that trap after the first one or two.
This is your fault, Nick.
I just read an email.
She's on The Sex Scout.
Good one.
Is that like a parody of the Brendan Fraser movie?
Who's Steve Nebraska?
The Scout.
And then she has been in Power Bangers, about a power struggle on Wall Street, where it's a lot of a shot in the boardroom.
I thought it'd be more like, you know, songs that are considered bangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like that. That's a power banger.
You learn something new every day, or get an assignment when you go home.
Yep.
Click on that.
My God.
Bookmark for
all of this off of an email while we were talking about Buffett and his house.
Just because we were continuing the conversation about Kimmy Gibbler.
Have you not been enthralled by somebody, like a famous person's house?
I've been interested. I mean, I've gone on the old Douglas County Assessor and looked at Warren's house, looked at the floor plans and stuff like that.
Ooh. Oh, when
big maps guy.
Oh, yeah.
So you get into the floor plan?
I love a blueprint.
Oh, I hate the floor plan.
What?
When we're shopping for homes and stuff, and they show you the floor plan, I don't need to see that.
What?
I need to see three-dimensional. I need to see what it looks like. I need it to be staged.
I need to live in it.
Yeah. I don't even like when they show the pictures of people that have moved out.
I got to see some furniture. I just want to get an idea of what's going on. Like, you could buy those maps of the office, but it looks at it from the top down, and it shows you where all the stuff is. It just gives you a better picture.
I have a tough time getting an idea of what it's going to look like. I probably looked at Frost's Phoenix home when that was revealed, a lot. I'm like, wow. Because you just kind of think about, what would it be like to have a home like that? That would be neat. So those types of houses.
I
would never be able to afford or live in.
I got his house pulled up on the Douglas County Assessor right now.
Yep.
Yep.
What's the floor plan? Is it a solid floor plan?
It looks great.
What's the value of the home?
Two and a half stories.
What's the Google Map photo? Is his car still in the driveway?
Let's see. I don't know if it has the actual with the house, but the land value is over $1 million. I think is what I'm reading.
He got a nice little profit, just under two, sold for 3.5. Man.
Oh, you're talking about Scott now?
Yeah. $15 million to what are you looking at? Buffett's?
Yeah, I'm looking at Warren.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were looking at Frost.
No.
That's right. That'd be the Lancaster County.
Yeah, I'm sure they have an assessor as well.
So the people that are in the ridges go slowly drive by. That's where Scott used to live.
Yep.
Yeah, so Warren's got a handball court in there. See?
Okay.
This is what you get on the floor plan.
Does he have pickleball?
Well, maybe you repurpose it to pickleball now that pickleball's taking over the
a
state.
A handball court in your house.
Handball.
Okay.
Yep. Hmm. Never been a big handball guy myself.
No, I don't think I have either.
But hey. When you've got money and you can put whatever you want to in your home, do you. I've always wanted to see a home with a legitimate basketball court in the basement.
There's plenty of them.
Yeah, any NBA guy.
Yeah.
Is MTV Cribs still on?
No, and I always appreciated watching that.
Shaquille O'Neal's houses all have basketball courts. Mm. Full length, 94 feet basketball
court. Not half courts.
That's so awesome. I mean, that's such a flex. I would have put an arena in my house.
Yeah. Just a modest 8,500.
Hey, we're going to host a 12U tournament this weekend.
Why not?
Got a couple of courts.
Yeah.
You're like, you got people waiting outside paying $5 to get in.
Do what Jerry Jones did at the practice facility. You got a small high school football field.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, that's just, I mean, you think about Airbnb and that thing. Why not just host a youth tournament?
Some people want to put a home theater in. You want to put courts in.
Yeah.
Make a little money.
An arena.
Where are you guys playing this weekend? Shaq's house.
We've got dashboards. So you can bring in advertisements, too.
You
got
to have your money working for you.
Yeah. It's true.
You line up scorekeepers.
Yeah.
Officials. Everybody's parking in the back.
Yeah.
They're coming in the back door next to the admission gate.
Well, it's part of the Airbnb. We will provide scorekeepers.
You know, they have the area where the VIPs can go in.
Yep.
Side. Things like that.
They got a bus entrance.
They got a marshalling area.
Yep. Yeah. So you can park the bus inside the home.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Exactly.
Because nobody wants to get outside, you know, get out of the bus when you're outside.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
All right, boys.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
You had a busy day.
Yeah. We got some baseball today. Oh, Minnesota baseball. What's the deal there?
Ooh, COVID killed the program.
Well.
Yeah. They got an aging coach who I just don't know how hard he works on recruiting anymore.
Yeah. He is only the second most tenured college baseball coach there is right now.
Yeah.
There is the coach at Siena has been there for more than 50 years, I believe.
So this is 46 for John Anderson?
I think 43 or something like that.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
As a head coach, so he's over 40 now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought it was like 38 as a head coach.
He's still trying to get college baseball to move to the fall.
I know. Yep. What a ridiculous
take.
Oh, let's move it to the summer and play with nobody. Yep. Great idea.
He wants club baseball. Big Ten should be playing club baseball.
He wants the Big Ten to basically just be Legion ball.
Yep. Let's go club.
What a sicko.
Now,
yet he's still the head
coach.
What
they've done to their facility up there is really nice.
They have a nice little field.
Siebert Field's very nice.
But they don't have their home opener until like the middle of April.
No, well, they used to begin their season in the Metrodome, and then they play at U.S. Bank Stadium.
They played a bunch of games at U.S. Bank already, yeah.
Because, so this was supposed to be their home opener in Minneapolis this weekend with Creighton?
Yep.
I don't think it's, I looked it up last night. I don't think they're at home until like the 6th or something like that, which is in 2 weekends now. They're back on the road next weekend.
Yeah, makes it a little bit rough.
Not a lot of time. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. That's why you come to Omaha to play.
Yeah.
We got the facilities and the weather.
So good luck to your day.
All right, boys. Thank you.
I hope you keep it all in. You know, you don't pace yourself. It's going to be a long day.
I've gone through enough of emotional roller coasters at this point. I can handle them all.
So how many times last weekend in Denver did you almost cheer?
I wasn't any almost cheering.
Openly uncheering?
No. I have the ability to be very professional.
Did you have I haven't asked you this. You have a brush with greatness?
Did I see anybody cool last weekend? Hung out with Parker Gabriel for a little bit.
Nice.
That's considered cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People forget he covers the Broncos. Let's ride. Mm-hmm. Now there wasn't a huge star-studded event. I mean, there wasn't a lot of big teams there. Adam Morrison sat pretty close to me.
Okay. He's the color analyst, right?
Correct. Yeah, with his big haircut now.
Yep.
And he's all grown up.
Yeah. He looks like
he's presentable.
Well put together young gentleman.
He's presentable.
Strapping
look like a
lad.
Hobo.
He probably still weighs only 152 pounds, but, you know. He's skinny. Remember when he showed up at the Final Four a couple years ago when he was all sunburnt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the best.
Yeah, I was like, what happened?
Does he still have the wispy mustache?
No, he's very clean.
He wouldn't be recognizable.
I wouldn't recognize him.
He was wearing a hat.
Stash.
Yeah, I saw.
Would not recognize him.
It's weird. That was it. Adam Morrison and Parker.
Okay. You know, I mean.
I thought it was a B-plus weekend.
Yeah.
In terms of stars.
Maybe see some.
I saw Ivan Uwadrago.
Oh.
He's still playing basketball at Grand Canyon.
Okay.
It is. What is that? His third school?
Nebraska,
Dayton, and Grand Canyon?
Just playing against Drew. No. He didn't go to Dayton. That was Schmanga.
That's right.
So, yeah, Jordy was, or Ivan had to play against Drew Timmy. In that first game, that was
Ivan Drago.
I brought this up at the beginning of our show this morning because I know that you like to, you know, basically fly a plane, do whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think that Drew Timmy could guard me. Now, I couldn't guard him, but I don't think he could guard me.
Thank good. I'm glad somebody else is bringing some irrational confidence to the table.
Yeah. I could get buckets on Timmy. Now, he's going to get buckets at the other end, but it's a give and take. I just need to hit one more than him.
Yeah, no, he can't guard anything. No.
He's more focused on scoring, though, so it doesn't.
And stroking his moneymaker.
Mm-hmm. You guys remember?
Whole question?
Remember the movie Miracle? The guy that they make the last cut, the very final cut?
Yeah.
He looks exactly like Drew Timmy.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what the heck his name was.
All right.
I mean, he's a real player. Yeah, obviously played for that team.
So when you're in college so long, you just get really comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And he's been in college for a long time as of like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not adjusting to college. It's adjusting to me now.
Exactly.
If you don't like it, the hell with you.
When he showed up in Denver, he was all the way clean shaven except for the stash. Mm-hmm. And then last night, he almost has a full beard again.
Yeah, there's definitely a...
That guy must be like 37 years old.
Yeah, he's got a little 5 o'clock shadow. Well, it's like that.
Both of you guys can grow facial hair pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not over a week. I don't know if I look like that. Mm. It looked like it was filling in pretty good for him. Congratulations to Drew. And his 34 points last night. Not a bad night.
He's got very fertile hair glands. Good for him.
Hey, one quick thing, Josh, before we get out of here.
Yes,
when are they going to announce the three Star Wars movies?
The three Star Wars movies?
They have said that there are three more Star Wars movies that are coming out.
Disney usually has a conference in the summer months where they like to announce big high-profile projects. That'd be my guess. Like their own sort of con, like Disney Con.
Oh, I bet. I bet they got a nice Disney Con coming.
Well, I mean, they got a brand that you might as well keep having spinoffs of it.
Yeah. I mean, the product's been pretty good.
Yeah, it's been. I think it's been received by America over a long period of time.
Yeah. The shows have been...
One thing that Star Wars has done? They have crossed generations.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they got you back in the 70s, mm-hmm. and you're probably still in on, 40 years later, 50 years later?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're still watching Star Wars?
I'm not.
I know. We've had that discussion.
Haven't got any generations of me.
Not even Empire Strikes Back.
So you didn't even get, you never got into it. Even the Ewoks didn't do anything
for you. I've not even seen one Star War.
Boy.
I'm not against it. But I just haven't seen any of them.
Mm.
And I feel like it's too much of an undertaking to understand.
Hasn't gotten to it yet.
It's a way down on my list. Way behind, like, The Terminal.
Okay.
Some other great movies.
That train has left the station is what you're telling us. I got you.
Maybe one day.
What if your wife wanted to be... What if your wife was a Star Wars person?
Oh, I'd watch them.
Invested in the costume.
I watched the Harry Potters with her.
Okay.
Which costume are you talking about?
I enjoyed the Harry Potters.
No, you were what of the... Was it the 5150 Legion or whatever it's called?
Oh, okay.
You know, you spend money on the your outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you and your wife not into cosplay?
Not into cosplay.
Stuff like that?
Okay. No. Right.
You didn't feel the Harry Potter movies were too daunting?
I did for a long time.
Okay.
And then we listened to the audio. We listened to the first two audiobooks on a long road trip, and I was like, you know what?
Oh,
I think it's time to watch the movie.
Okay. Yeah.
How are you guys still married? I would have been.
It was a long road trip.
I would have gone to a rest stop, said, why don't you go in? I'll wait right here. Boom, been gone.
What else are you going to listen to?
Harry Potter book?
Yeah, a Harry Potter book.
On a long road trip? God.
Yeah, it's a long road trip.
Is this your trip across the country?
Yes.
There's some great podcasts
out
there.
I can think of other things. How did you stay awake?
You just drive. You just drive and you listen to Harry Potter. And the guy who does the books does it in like a British accent too. So that's
man, I'd get so sleepy.
Were you having conversation with your wife, like a breakdown of what was going on?
Yeah,
yeah,
sometimes
it was like book club.
I would sort of space out and miss some things every once in a while.
Would you guys stop in at book club?
Who's this again?
Yeah. All right, let's pause right here.
But then we got back home and I watched. And
let's discuss.
We watched them all.
Okay.
Mm. Boy, I'm just glad you guys made it safely.
Thank you.
I feel like you'd be falling asleep at the wheel.
No, I don't do that. We had a big discussion about that.
Well, I'm glad you don't, but that would do it.
Some people do. I don't.
The majority of people do, Connor.
I'm surprised it hasn't caught up to you yet. Your journey back here.
Oh, it did.
Oh, it did. Yeah, I was almost sick Wednesday. Like Tuesday into Wednesday, I was like this is going to not be good. And then I miraculously recovered out of pure will and strength.
Job
and personality and mm-hmm. your beliefs, your religion,
exactly. Holy water.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
That's good.
Have a great day.
You have a great day as well.
I'm going to. I'm going to have such a great day.
I know you will.
And a great weekend.
Where are we going to watch the game on Sunday?
I don't know. You want to go to go watch it at a bar with us?
I think we could go and watch.
And then you could just be the antagonist the entire time?
Well, because for financial reasons, yes, I want Creighton to win tonight.
Okay.
Also for financial reasons, I need Alabama to win on Sunday if they make it there.
All right, you could be you'd be a perfect antagonist.
Not an antagonist. I would watch. I would have. You know what?
And root for
everybody
the other team
would
win. That's antagonist.
No, antagonist would be like I would show up tonight with a Princeton jersey on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have friends that are involved in the basketball program.
Right,
I want them to
so
be successful.
You're not. You just like to give
I'm just
crap.
Not.
I
I'm,
get it.
I'm not on the level of a fan that you are.
That's, I get it.
I have friends who are involved, so I want them to see to do well.
You don't want me to do well.
No, I want you to do well.
Thank you.
Because if they do well, you do well.
That's true.
But it's also if they don't do well, I don't think it's the end of the world.
That's not the end of the world.
Is the season a success?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. I was being sarcastic earlier.
Yeah, I think so.
They're wearing white, playing in the Sweet 16. It's a success.
It's probably pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, that's the crossover.
Right, I'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll
go ahead and touch the money.
Yeah, let's touch base.
All right.
we'll start things off next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.